From the GPB newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. State officials say Georgia's first coronavirus cases have been confirmed in two people in the same Atlanta area household. The two cases in Fulton County include a man who recently traveled to Italy, and both patients have isolated themselves at home with other relatives. Both infected people have minimal symptoms that have not required hospitalization. Governor Brian Kemp addressed the situation during a press conference late last night.
I want to take a moment to emphasize that Georgians should remain calm. We are ready for today. We've been preparing, as you know, for several weeks now. And so far, every development has come forward just as we expected it would.
Georgia is the 12th U.S. state to confirm coronavirus infections, which have topped 100 nationwide. It's qualifying week at the state capitol, a time where candidates submit their paperwork to run for state and federal office. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on races to watch.
The biggest race is the special Senate election for the seat currently held by Senator Kelly Loeffler. She's facing several Democrats on the same ballot and Republican Representative Doug Collins, who has already told Loeffler to, quote, bring it on.
We're ready for this. Georgia knows who the conservative is in this race.
Loeffler, flanked by Governor Brian Kemp, said she's focusing on running a positive campaign.
I'm working on uniting Republicans so that we win. This state should not be at risk. I will not let it be at risk.
And Democrat John Lewis, who recently announced a cancer diagnosis, qualified to run for his 18th term in the House, saying he was more inspired than ever to run. Qualifying ends on Friday. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
An Augusta medical mask manufacturer and distributor has stepped up production due to the coronavirus outbreak. Medicom's Augusta factory went from 70 to 100 employees since early cases of COVID-19 were reported in China. The company says it does not condone price gouging. However, the cost of manufacturing masks has gone up. For more updates and the latest news on the coronavirus, go to our website, gpb.org/virus. I'm Taylor Gant, and you're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting.